Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Talks between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Belarus began just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Ukraine's delegation includes several high-ranking officials. The country demanded an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops in the lead-up to the meeting. Russia is expected to counter with an immediate surrender by Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is claiming war crimes by Russian soldiers.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case that could hinder the Biden administration's effort to combat the climate change theory. Monday's arguments are taking up an appeal from 19 states and coal companies over Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Outgunned but determined, Ukrainian troops slowed Russia's advance and held on to the capital and other key cities over the weekend. In the face of stiff resistance and devastating sanctions, President Vladimir Putin ordered Russia's nuclear forces be put on high alert, threatening to elevate the war to a terrifying new level. This as the world continues to condemn and punish Russia for attacking a sovereign country. Russia's currency, the ruble, was quoted at 110 to 120 per dollar by Russian banks on Sunday. It had traded at 75 before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. That plunges the currency's value of 30 to 40% and would add about 5 percentage points to Russia's inflation. A Las Vegas, Nevada police officer was on the wrong side of a robbery Sunday. As a neighborhood casino was robbed at gunpoint, their security personnel were able to subdue the suspect. When Metro Police arrived, they identified the suspect as one of their own. 33-year-old Caleb Rogers has been with the department since 2015 and was suspended without pay pending the outcome of the investigation. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Using a World War II phrase as Russia is testing NATO in Europe, former President Trump at CPAC in Florida said the sleeping giant conservative movement has awoken.
The radical left is exposed, they're weak, and their pathetic policies have been out there long enough now that we don't want them, we'll never take them. We are bringing back our country, and we are bringing back our freedom. The socialists, globalists, Marxists, and communists who are attacking our civilization have no idea of the sleeping giant. They have awoken. We are a sleeping giant. They cannot even begin to imagine the brave and righteous spirit they've unleashed in men and women like all of you here today. And this is some crowd. We broke the record again. We broke the record again. But they're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th and then again even more so on November 2024, they will find out like never before.
The group Moms for America say they are planning to join the People's Convoy as it heads to Washington, D.C. Many trucker convoys are en route to Washington, D.C. to protest the government's COVID overreach under President Biden. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And as we've been promoting, here he is, the one and only Peter Schweitzer. We're going to be talking about his new book, Red Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. Peter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you again, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Peter, right at the top of the inside jacket of the book, it is ominous, the statement that says that in a quarter of century, as an investigative journalist, this is the scariest investigation you've ever conducted. Boy, that says a lot right there, Peter.
Yeah, it does. And the reason I say that is, I've seen a lot and reported a lot and exposed a lot over the course of the last 25 years. I've never had a situation where I've done a book where the breadth and the depth of the sort of corruption and compromise you're dealing with. I've never seen it. I mean, This is a book that certainly looks at Washington, D.C., the most powerful people there, but it also looks at the biggest names in Silicon Valley, the biggest names on Wall Street. So the breadth of it and then the depth of it, I mean, we're not talking about minor deals that are making somebody $500,000 or $1 million. We're talking about deals that involve tens of millions, sometimes billions of dollars to people. So that's why I made that statement, and I think the reaction to the book reflects that a lot of people share that opinion.
In your previous books, you were, in a sense, I mean, you were fair-minded, and you took a look at both sides of the aisle, and again, it's obvious that this disease, this infection, this, if you might say, the elite capture that the communist Chinese have been able to effectively orchestrate within our country is, it's beyond awesome. I mean, what they've been able to do in causing political power figures to sell American democracy out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genius strategy. You've got to give them credit for that. They view the United States as their rival, even their enemy. They know that we have a very dynamic economy. We have the world's best military. We have all this cultural influence around the world. So they don't want to go toe-to-toe, head-to-head with us. What they've decided is they're going to effectively try to lobotomize. They're going to basically take out our leadership or at least neutralize our leadership or elements of our leadership to the extent that they don't respond to what China's doing. They even do favors for China. For Beijing, and then we end up in a situation where it's too late. We can't respond because we've basically given away the store.
Without a doubt. And you cite examples, as I say, on both sides of the aisle, whether we're talking Nancy Pelosi, the obvious Joe Biden, Biden Inc., organization. It's amazing. And as I read your book and as you see that this is systemic, you go, well, how many others didn't make the cut that you had to leave out of the book?
Yeah, that's a good question, Bill. We really didn't leave anybody out of the book in the sense that they at least get some mention. They may not be a major player, but we try to name everybody we expose. We also mention, of course, in the final chapter, there are good people on both sides of the aisle trying to combat and fight this. But I have no doubt in my mind there are people that are engaged in this that effectively covered up their tracks that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I think is truly scary, and that's why we need to have greater accountability. We need to shame people that are doing this, and we need greater exposure of this sort of behavior.
Well, I think it calls for a special prosecution. What I'm concerned about, Peter, is with a red wave in the offing in the midterms here, there should definitely be a shellacking that is experienced by the Democratic Party, especially progressives. And we'll see how that plays out. What I'm concerned about is Kevin McCarthy and others have signaled that they're going to be, you know, committee hearings galore. And I'm saying, why waste the people's money? All we're going to hear is a bunch of politicians beating their chest and not even coming to a conclusion. It's not like all of a sudden you're going to get Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi or, yeah, you're right, I'm guilty, and they go off to jail. That ain't going to happen. You know, so we're wasting our time. So it's going to be Benghazi all over again. Get a special prosecutor who's got the force and power to get subpoenas and get to the bottom of this, and maybe we might find out exactly what happened in 2020 in the elections and how it had an effect on January the 6th.
Yeah, I mean, I generally agree with you. I think an independent counsel is absolutely a great idea. I do think if you have committee hearings, you need to have the committees that have subpoena power actually subpoena records, Hunter Biden's financial records, Joe Biden's financial records, subpoena very specific things. But I agree with you. What ends up happening in a lot of cases, there's a lot of speechifying. There's a lot of heat. There's very little light. We owe it to the American people to get to the bottom of what's going on, doing it in a nonpartisan way, a fact-led way. I'm slightly optimistic that we will get at least some of that with the new Congress. But, of course, I have been disappointed in the past, and I may very well again be in the future.
Well, we can only know them. If you want to know what they'll do, look what they've done. And that sets the stage, unfortunately, because, like you say, the American people deserve the truth for all the money we've been paying into this. You know, all that we paid for the Mueller investigation, for example, you know, probably somewhere $50-70 million with all these lawyers and everything like that. And what have we got out of it? Well, it really, you know, they couldn't indict Donald Trump, and they kind of soft pedaled it in such a way and left people thinking, you know, especially those that thought Trump deserved, you know, to be impeached and kicked out of office. They kind of left them with a taste in the mouth that maybe they were a little bit right.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I mean, oftentimes what goes on in Washington, D.C., to me, is a little bit like professional wrestling. I mean, you see all this violence. You know, these wrestlers are hitting each other with chairs. They're throwing each other out of the window. And then, of course, you realize after a while that it's all choreographed.
Exactly.
And, so there's no question there's an element of that in Washington, D.C. I do want to remain optimistic and have enough faith that there are people on both sides of the aisle. I named some of them in the book. Mm-hmm. They've been very good on China, very good at fighting this. I want to hope and believe that those individuals will rise to the occasion. But even more than that, Bill, I have faith in the American people. I think the reaction to the book reflects that. It came out 3 weeks ago. We've been number one on the New York Times bestseller list every week. I wish I could say that that was because of my genius or brilliance. It's not. It's because the book has touched a nerve, and I think an important one, and I think it is an opportunity for us to build a bipartisan movement to address these issues as it relates to China, who has made very clear that they are in competition with us and they mean to win. The question is, are we going to allow our elites to sell us out to the extent and to the point where we lose this competition because of them?
Well, like you say, what's happening underneath is so complex. I mean, as I'm reading your book, I'm sitting here again. I picture, you know, like a war room in your offices there where you've got pin dots going in all these different directions, connecting these companies that seem so benign that are connected with the CCP. And then we get, you know, captured elites, names that we know, politicians who are associated and giving them cover. I mean, it's amazing. It's kind of like what you reported supported in Canada, and people are shocked because I told them, I go, yeah, I'm reading Peter's book there. And, you know, no big surprise as far as I'm concerned what we see happening in Canada with Justin Trudeau when you understand the relationship that his father, Pierre, had with China that you reported in Red Handed. And how they erased all the history of Pierre Trudeau and his relationship with China. And so how much other stuff is happening here in America that is being scrubbed so that we can't get the whole truth and nothing but. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Peter Schweitzer after this. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Peter Schweitzer's new book, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win Red-Handed. Peter, right before the break, we were talking about the Trudeaus in Canada. When when Justin responded the way he did against the Canadian drugs, for me, especially freshly reading your book, I'm going, well, of course. I mean, President Xi's got to just be so proud of his Canadian son.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, I quote in the book, I know people have been circulating it now, but I found this quote last year pretty stunning. In 2012, Justin Trudeau was a young member of parliament, and he was asked at a local meeting, it's on videotape, you can find it, he was asked by a constituent, other than Canada's government, what government on the world stage do you admire the most? And he didn't mention the United States, didn't mention the UK, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden, didn't mention any of them. He said China. China was the foreign government that he admired the most. And what he said, Bill, was he liked and appreciated the fact that the, in his words, basic dictatorship of Beijing could get things done efficiently. Well, of course you can get things done because you don't have things like civil rights, property rights. You don't have an independent judiciary. But if you look at his response to the situation with the truckers, there is, to me, a thread that runs to Beijing. I mean, if your mindset is it's about power and it's about a basic dictatorship and efficiency, and you are absolutely convinced you are 1,000% right, you're not even willing to talk to the other side, the truckers in this case, it becomes very crystal clear to see what's going on here. And it helps, you know, in a way, the authoritarians, because the next time in China they crack down on protesters, what is Justin Trudeau going to say? Now,
exactly.
In China, I think they're more brutal than Canada is, but still, you've shown that you're prepared to do the exact same thing.
No, without a doubt. I'm going to take over your bank account. I'm even going to take over your animals and your truck and your businesses. I mean, how's that?
Yes.
It's astounding.
Yes. And not only are we going to go after the protesters, we're going to go after, there was a lady who gave $50 to support the protesters. We're going to go after her, and we're going to go after a coffee shop nearby that provided hot coffee for the truckers. So it's not even anymore, and this is a tactic straight out of China.
Without
we're not going to just go after the enemy of the state. We're going to go after the people that have any way indirectly or directly helped.
And Peter, where's the American media where democracy dies in the dark? I mean, they're saying nothing about this. I mean, this is our neighbor, people who we had a relationship with, and something like this is so exposed. You go, wait a minute, this is a neighbor. How much of that mindset and that ideology has crept into the American body politic?
You know, I think it's a huge problem. And if you contrast it with the protests, violent riots that we had in 2020 in places like Portland, Oregon, or in Detroit.
Oh, Peter, those were mostly peaceful. Peter, come on. I'm sorry. I channeled my Leslie Stahl for just a second. Forgive me.
Right, exactly. But it's, you know, the point is even if you grant their absurd statement that they're mostly peaceful, they're acknowledging that there was violence there. I haven't seen any credible reporting of any violence involving these truckers.
No.
And yet they treat them totally differently. And this is the classic mindset of the authoritarian, which is it doesn't really matter what you do. It depends what your motive is, and it depends what side you're on. So if it is a peaceful protest we agree with, we are going to allow it. If it's a peaceful protest we disagree with, we are going to crack down on it. And that's what you're seeing from the Trudeau government in Canada.
Well, as you mentioned, the Communist Chinese and President Xi have a plan well entrenched. It is deep into our, you know, political underpinnings that is so incredible. And it's very difficult, you know, and as I'm reading your book, as I said, I'm looking at PennDOTs tied in with all these other associated, you know, organizations and how they're supposed to declare, but yet they use somebody in America kind of to hide. And then it's supported by, you know, congressmen and elected officials to, you know, kind of give them cover. And meanwhile, you know, let's take a look at some of this stuff. I mean, you know, we know Biden Inc. I mean, how corrupt is Joe Biden and the family that you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, as I point out in the book, we use the Hunter Biden laptop. We use the email collection from one of Hunter Biden's business partners. And we wanted to answer two basic questions. I mean, I had first broken the story about the fact that Biden's had these financial ties to China back in 2018. Mm-hmm. But with the new information, I wanted to know, first of all, exactly how much money can we quantify that they got? And the second thing I wanted to answer is, who made these deals happen in China? Or as my kids would say, who made it rain for the Bidens in China?
Right.
And Bill, the answer is very stunning. We traced the fact that the Bidens received some $31 million beginning when Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Those deals were arranged by four Chinese businessmen who I name and describe in the book. And each one of those businessmen are linked to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. And so what this means is, this is not just a example of petty corruption or some cronyism. This was absolutely an effort at elite capture
exactly.
that China was engaged in, and they succeeded. Because I think if you look at the posture that Joe Biden has adopted towards China, it is a classic example of what in China they call big help with a little bad mouth.
Exactly.
That's the roughly the translation. And what that means, Bill, is you can go ahead and criticize us about the Uyghurs occasionally or say we pose a threat to Taiwan. That's the little bad mouth. Mm-hmm. As long as you are making sure that we basically have unfettered access to technology, to capital in the United States, and access to your market, we are very fine and happy if you want to criticize us occasionally. And that has been the posture of the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nancy Pelosi harped about quid pro quo. This is quid pro quo, which is also part of their psychology as well. It's, you know, what have you done for me lately? What about Nancy Pelosi and her family?
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi used to be very critical of China. She actually famously, in the 1990s, visited Tiananmen Square as a congressman and unfurled a banner criticizing Beijing for its human rights policies. The police, of course, kind of roughed her up and took the banner. But she's done a complete 180 because beginning in the 2000s, her family, including her husband and her son, started seeking out deals and securing deals in mainland China. So if you hear Nancy Pelosi today, she will acknowledge that Beijing is committing genocide with the Uyghurs. She will acknowledge that they represent a threat, but she will argue with a straight face that, well, but there are more important issues that we need to address. Well, that is part and parcel of exactly the policy that Beijing wants her to have.
Exactly.
You cannot separate the change in position she's had from the fact that her family has become wealthy in part because of these deals from China.
How about an investigation into the Wuhan lab?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, as I point out in the book, you know, we knew about COVID beginning in January of 2020. It is now early 2022. It's been more than 2 years. And the U.S. House of Representatives has not had a single hearing on the issue of origins of COVID. How did this thing actually get to us? The whole question of, was it a lab leak? Did it naturally occur? Was it intentional in some way? Pretty basic, important question that I
exactly.
think every American wants the answer to. Nancy Pelosi has refused to allow any of those hearings to occur in the House of Representatives, which to me is another example of the sort of favor that she is providing for Beijing.
About a minute left here, Peter. Let's get a Republican in here. Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, Republican leader in the Senate, is married to Elaine Chao, who was the transportation secretary in the Trump administration. Her family runs a shipping business. They have given gifts to Mitch McConnell of between $5 million and $25 million, so he benefits. And when you look at that business, it is joined at the hip with the Chinese government. Their shipping company, all their major ships are built by the Chinese State Shipbuilding Corporation. The construction is financed by Chinese state banks. The crews are provided by the Chinese government, and a lot of the contracts they have are from the Chinese government. So they have leverage over Mitch McConnell. If Mitch McConnell were to take action that Beijing did not like, they could destroy the McConnell-Chow family business overnight.
He's a six-time New York Times bestselling investigator. Peter Schweitzer has been our guest. His book, Red Handed, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Peter, appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Congratulations to you and the team. Great work.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Talks between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Belarus began just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Ukraine's delegation includes several high-ranking officials. The country demanded an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops in the lead-up to the meeting. Russia is expected to counter with an immediate surrender by Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is claiming war crimes by Russian soldiers.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case that could hinder the Biden administration's effort to combat the climate change theory. Monday's arguments are taking up an appeal from 19 states and coal companies over Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. Keith Stubbs joins us now. He is the president of Dry Bar Comedy. Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, just continuing to laugh your way all the way to the bank, right? Why not?
I tell you, man, we are working hard. We're doing something a little different than status quo as far as comedy goes, as far as entertainment goes, and we're having a great time.
Well, you know, the problem people are having with Dry Bar Comedy, it's hard to cancel. You know, you guys have found a way that the other comedians have not been able to, you know, get away with. I mean, they can't go to universities. There's other outlets, but yet Dry Bar Comedy is so appreciated. I mean, the impact that you've had, I mean, it definitely demonstrates lots of things, and that is that, you know, people not only in America but around the world are hungry to laugh.
They really are, especially the last couple of years have been extraordinary, as we all know. But Dry Bar Comedy, I think what's happened as far as Hollywood goes and the industry itself, I don't think they really acknowledged or recognized that there was a market out there for people that just want to laugh. They just want to enjoy comedy. They want to relax. They want to let their hair down and just enjoy themselves without some of the maybe controversial or other items that may get them fired. I mean, think about this. Remember back in the day, Bill, that you'd be on the internet and maybe not you, but other people would be on the internet a few years ago and they would see something and they would forward it to their coworker. Well, back in that day, you might get fired for it.
Yeah. Right.
Because you don't know who you're sending what to. But this way, Dry Bar Comedy is shareable. You're not going to get in trouble. You're not going to get fired and you're going to laugh.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you founded Dry Bar Comedy in 2017. What was it that woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, we got to do this?
I tell you, well, all credit goes to the Harmons, Jeff and Neil Harmon. In 2017, they wanted to do something a little different. And, you know, we saw the crowds that gather for some of these great comics that are out there, for Brian Regan and Jim Gaffigan and Ryan Hamilton, Nate Bargatze, so many funny comics. But there was a limited amount of that, it seemed, available on the Internet, where you can just watch it and not worry about some of the content. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do is that we started filming comedy specials. I started reaching out to people that I've known, because I've been in the comedy business for a really, really long time, probably too long. So I started reaching out to some comics that I think would be a good fit, that they're funny, and a good fit for Dry Bar. So we started filming the specials, and here we are now. It's 2022. We have filmed over 500 comedy specials.
Wow.
And it's just a lot of great content, and it's not corny. That's one thing that in this business, Bill, that when you're tied into Hollywood, you're tied into show business, if they see things that might be considered clean or family friendly, a lot of times the industry will label it as corny or not interesting, and that could not be further from the truth. What we have brought is just great talent. A lot of comics that have been out there slugging it out for years and never got the recognition that they deserve, mm-hmm. never got that break. And it's been exciting for me to see some of these comics get that exposure, and then people go, man, this guy is funny. This gal's yes. funny. Why haven't I ever heard of them? Well, the industry's tough. It's brutal out there, and we're giving them a chance to get that exposure. And I'm telling you, it is paying off.
Well, you know, the thing is, Keith, when you and I grew up, I mean, we had comedians that didn't rely on language, you know, coarse language. You know, it just seems that over the years, as comedy has evolved, you sense the panic of these comedians when they feel like they're losing an audience, and then they throw out an expletive. And the thing that amazes me is why people laugh at it. Expletives just aren't funny. But I think it's just that they want the comedian to be funny. They want to be entertained. And maybe it's just kind of a bit of a release valve and, you know, that sort of thing. To me, it's a real study, I think, in human sociology to watch, you know, the audience in front of some of these comedians who panic and then start cussing and laugh. And you go, that's not funny. I don't get it.
You know, a few years ago when I started booking all the Dry Bar comedians, the concern from many people, and this is, I still deal with the industry. So I deal with agents and producers in Hollywood and New York, and they go, well, how are you going to find enough funny, clean comics to fill your library? And there was a couple of times where I thought kind of the same thing. I was like, well, are there enough? Man, I'm telling you, Bill, they're absolutely everywhere. There's so many great, talented comedians out there that never got their day in the sun. They didn't get their chance as far as a broad audience to get that exposure. And if you watch Dry Bar, and we're available, we have an app, it's Dry Bar Comedy Plus is our app. You can check us out on YouTube, check us out on Facebook, Instagram. There are comedians that you're going to see and you'll go, I've never heard of this person. And man, funny, really, really funny and enjoyable.
Well, you know, and that's the cool thing. I've always maintained that artists and comedians are artists. You know, we need a canvas to work with, you know, and if we don't, then, you know, this is why you find people with their spray cans, you know, spraying their artwork on walls, or maybe they're doodling on a restaurant napkin. They just can't help themselves. And comedians are the same way. You know, they need to have that venue where they can express their creativity and develop their skill set. And now here they're able to do it in such a way, Keith, that, gosh, their kids can watch it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the other interesting things as far as the industry goes, because I've seen this evolve from when Dry Bar launched the first special to where we are now. There was a time, Bill, when I would have conversations with some of the agents, and we're talking big agents in the big agencies. There was some skepticism, and now those same agents, they will call me about Dry Bar, where a few years ago it was like, what? Dry Bar? What do you guys do? Who wants to see that? And now the tide is turned. It's changed. There's more recognition. There's more respect. A lot of the comedians are making more money than they've ever made in their entire career because they participate in the profit and
right.
what we do. So when someone subscribes to the app or they watch a clip on YouTube or Facebook, there's money generated mm-hmm. from that. And that money goes into the pot. And the comedian gets the lion's share of that revenue. So these
wow.
people are compensated for it. So no one's taking advantage of anyone. They're actually paid for it. And there are comedians that, you know, most of the shows that a comedian does, if it's The Tonight Show, if mm-hmm. it's Jimmy Kimmel, if it's whatever TV show, those deals are buyout deals. So mm-hmm. when a comedian performs, they get paid a flat amount. Good luck to you. Off to the next thing. So they'll get their $1,000 or whatever it is for doing that. Where Drybar, there is back-end revenue to be made. So these comedians, not only are they probably reaching a different audience than they probably ever reached before through Drybar, through our social media followers. We have over 10 million social media followers right now. Mm-hmm. They're introducing their art to a whole different audience and being compensated for that.
Wow. We love royalties. Royalties are your friend, let me tell you. And especially Keith, you're talking about 150 million monthly views across your social and app platforms. I mean, that's astronomical.
Yeah. And it's shocking. Once again, we're kind of out there shocking the industry a lot. And as we progress and as we grow, some of the bigger name comics, which I can't name here, just for confidentiality, they're noticing. And they're interested, and they're making phone calls, and we're having conversations. So at some point, some of the more mainstream, more very, very well-known comedians that fit our brand, mm-hmm. Which is funny for everyone,
exactly.
They're interested. So I see the brand continuing to grow, continue to expand. We're going to resume taping season number 10, if you can believe it, mm. in April of this year.
Yes.
And we're going to keep rocking on.
Well, congratulations on, you know, the whole model and what you're doing. I mean, it's win-win for everybody. I mean, win-win for the comedian, you know, for the audience that's being entertained. You're honoring, you know, the whole enchilada, so to speak, and everybody's benefiting from it. So we just wish you the best and continued success with Drybar Comedy. How can people get involved and listen in?
First of all, just go to our website. It's drybarcomedy.com. Also, we have an app that's available wherever you get your app. You can view it on Apple and Roku, you name it. Mm-hmm. It's Drybar Comedy Plus. Or if you just want to throw it into your search bar on YouTube, just do Drybar Comedy.
Well, there it is. Keith Stubbs, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bill, thanks for having me.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174. Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229.
That's 800-296-1229.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a bit of your time. Always an honor and a privilege to have you with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. My good friend Lucas Miles, gosh, I'll tell you, I've known Lucas, what has it been, 5-6 years now that we've been bumping into each other? I mean, God, I just have so appreciated your heart, your passion for God, what you're doing on behalf of the kingdom out there as a speaker, a consultant, a podcaster, film producer. I mean, you know, Lucas, you're just not busy enough. I think you need more jobs. You just got to get it. You got to get something, you know, substantial.
I'm trying.
Oh, buddy, God bless you. Hey, your new book, Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. Boy, I'll tell you, and the thing is it's one of those books that if the shoe fits, then you need to think about it. I mean, by that I mean not only the pastors, but the people who attend these churches that are wondering, wait a minute, what happened to the doctrine? What happened to the Word of God? How is it complementing or is it competing with what God said?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've seen a growing shift towards progressive theology and liberal thought within the church. It's starting at a university level where you have progressive professors, you know, that are training new pastors in even Christian institutions that are, you know, raising up liberal clergy, and it goes from the pastor to the pulpit to eventually the parishioners, and we're seeing that shift across the board.
Well, the Christian Left, I mean, number one chart-topping Amazon title in 3 different categories. This is back when you and I talked, you know, several months ago. This evidently and clearly struck a chord with people, or it wouldn't have risen up the charts the way it did.
You know, I've been so blessed by the reception around this book. And, you know, there's been some pushback. And, we get some hate mail here and there for addressing some of these topics and standing firm on biblical values. But for the most part, people just really rallied behind this and said yes and amen. We need more of this. And, you know, look, I think the book is fair. I mean, I'm addressing progressive Christianity by the terms that they call themselves. They refer to themselves as progressive Christians and the Christian left. And so I'm trying to be fair with the arguments, but bottom line is progressive Christianity is not biblical Christianity. It's a new construct. It's really something that's arisen out of the last 100 years or so, and it does not align with scriptural values. We can call it something else. We can call it whatever we want, but ultimately it's not Christianity, and I think it's important that people realize that. And what I wanted to do in this book was to fairly you know, point them back to the Word of God on some of these issues, everything from, you know, sexuality, gender, abortion, et cetera, to really see what does the Word say, and so that people can really make their own conclusions as they, you know, hopefully find their way back to the Lord.
Lucas, let's start from the beginning. What is Christian Christian or progressive Christianity?
So it's progressive Christianity, or what I call the Christian left, is really a growing constituency of left-leaning Christians, and oftentimes Christians by name only, who have embraced liberal thought, you know, from philosophers. It started with Hegel and Kant in the 1700s all the way through, you know, progressive theologians of today. And you know, in the last, really in the last decade or so, we've seen the rise of critical race theory in the church, which has been, you know, sort of conflated with the social justice gospel and these things with inside of Christianity. So there's definitely a spectrum here. I mean, you have some people that just lean a little bit left on certain social issues, but they have a pretty good grasp on biblical orthodoxy. But you know, really there is a tremendous push to move away from the Bible as the Word of God. And that's really the, that's the canary in the cage most of the time, is really what do people think about Scripture? And the moment their view of Scripture starts getting downgraded, that's when we know we started to really, you know, depart the safe shores of Christianity for some sort of distant land that has really abandoned biblical orthodoxy.
Well, it seems to me when I hear it, it poses that question that came from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, right?
That's so true. And that's something I address in the book. And you know, I think it really started there. I jokingly say Adam was the first leftist. You know, he blamed everybody, you know, but himself, and couldn't take personal responsibility on the issue. You know, it was the woman. It was your fault. It was the serpent. You know, I mean, and that's what we're seeing today. You know, at the heart of progressive Christianity is a is really the rejection of the idea of original sin or depravity of man. And the progressive Christianity would like to claim that everybody's just a good person. You know, all roads lead to God. It really has sort of this universalist undertone to it, that you know, that everybody's saved and these sorts of things. You know, we saw hints of that with some of the Christian films like The Shack and other things that came out, and even with some of the postmodern Christianity that was years back, you know, pioneered by guys like Rob Bell. That was really sort of the precursor to some of this. But now we've just kind of fully departed from God's word as being true. And now it's really there's sort of a new canon that's being written, you know, by the progressive Christian that is really, you know, writing a doctrine to fit whatever their itching ears want to hear. And exactly. This is stuff that we've been warned about in Scripture. It should not be a shock to any of us. But we are definitely a place to where it's happening, and I think the church needs to be equipped, and I think pastors need to take a stand, because this cannot be an issue that we're soft on.
And for the people, there is responsibility, individual responsibility here, that you are going to be held to. And what you need to be aware of with these progressive churches is that if there is an accommodation for sin, okay, then that you should see immediately is a warning flag, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, any time that we are, you know, look, and I'm known by most people. My last book, Good God, was very much a strong grace message book. You know, I'm not a fundamentalist. I'm not known as being somebody that thumps, you know, people over the head with the Bible. Nobody around me would think about me that way. But I have been forced to, because of the way culture has shifted, to address sort of the other side of the spectrum here. For years, you know, America was plagued with legalism, and that still exists in our nation. But what we're seeing now is a tremendous rise of progressivism, and what along with that is this absence of personal responsibility. As Christians, we should be able to live in the tension of I am by myself guilty before God, but through Christ, I've been forgiven and I've been made righteous in Him. And that balance always has to be there. That is the grace and truth component to the gospel. Anytime we elevate grace over truth, we're going to end up a progressive. Anytime we end up elevate truth over grace, we'll end up a bigot. The goal is to have grace and truth firmly grasped in one in each hand, and that prevents us from falling into error.
For a time such as this, Lucas, do you find more and more that you find yourself on the wall as a watchman? You know, warning people, because
We're all coming to the final chapter, and that final chapter is going to come to us, you know, on an individual time spectrum. It may be a collective time, but regardless, it is going to be, you know, we're going to have to reconcile that, and we're going to come before a holy God. And I don't think there's going to be a lot of debate about it, because we're going to know in an instant what the truth of God is all about and how we've fallen short. And so, you know, knowing what we know, I believe, you know, and you talk about self-responsibility, it's our responsibility as appointed leaders that have been sanctified by God to speak the truth of God as a warning to people in love.
Absolutely. I think it's part of our responsibility. And it's a, you know, Paul writes and says it's the love of God that compels us. Mm-hmm. You know, look, as Christians, our job is not to manage the behavior and the what I call sin management of everybody in the world. If somebody doesn't know the Lord, I don't have an expectation that they're going to live by godly principles. Mm-hmm. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is people that are not only calling themselves Christians, but many of the people leading this this movement are clergy who have abandoned a biblical worldview in favor of this progressive ideology.
Exactly.
And so they are now, you know, affirming this belief system. They're affirming whatever strange moral, you know, of today that they want to, you know, wrap their hands around. And I think that as Christians, we have an obligation when the church goes off track to address that and speak to it. It is, you know, I use this word cautiously, but it is sort of an apostolic book in that way, where I really feel like this is a message for the church, whether it's a church that's on the fence, that's teetering over these issues and in turmoil over these things, which I have churches that contact me all the time about, you know, where they're at and if I can help them through it. Or if it's a church that's just wanting to know how they can stand strong in a hostile culture, I think that this is a message that every Christian needs to hear and really think about with the times that we're in.
Well, the important aspect of Christian left, how liberal thought has hijacked the church, is the research that you did and presented to us regarding church history. We have to be able to look back and see where did we lose our way along the way here. And this has been a theme that God has placed on my heart that I have been enunciating for the past several months, if not year, is that we're being called to return to first principles. And where do you find that those first principles? But in church history, do we not? In God's Word.
The challenge today is that we have with technology, we have this ability for this message to spread of the Christian left through social media and the web, et cetera, faster than heresy has ever been able to spread before. And we are seeing that rise. Now, the good news is the gospel can also move faster as ever before as well. And I think that we have to embrace that. And as believers, we really have to look for every tool possible to be able to help people grow in the Word of God and be discipled in the truth.
Well, we have to be discerning, because that's what happens. That's what the evil one does, is you will always have the fake trying to run alongside in parallel with the legitimate, and you need to know the difference, because more and more that's being pronounced, and your book is so timely, Lucas Miles. I so appreciate you coming on and sharing it with us, The Christian Left, How Liberal Thought Has Hijacked the Church. Lucas Miles has been with us, conservative pastor, best-selling author, and we'll link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Lucas, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.